Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace.
You need to see yourself as a steward, not an owner of the money that you have.
Once you understand that it isn't your money, it's His money, and then He just blesses us, and our finances improved. God really blessed our finances. You can trust God with your money.
And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm nearing the end of my second week talking about financial stewardship. I just want to remind you that I'm offering this book as a gift to you. No charge to it. We also have CDs and DVDs, and you can get either of these, not all of them, but any one of them as our gift. And then we also have our Financial Breakthrough DVD, and we have, I think, 5 different testimonies on there. Today, I want to play one of these testimonies for you of the Pudlows. But real quickly, let me just give an introduction to all of this. In case this is the first program that you've seen, we're talking about finances, but we are approaching it from an attitude of it's a heart matter. You have to get your heart to where you aren't wanting finances for you. It's not selfish, but you are wanting to be blessed so that you can be a blessing. That's what I spent the whole first week talking about. And that's the reason that I named this series Financial Stewardship. In other words, steward is a person who manages the affairs of another, especially their financial affairs. You need to quit taking ownership of money. And instead, you need to look at everything as it's a gift from God. God is the one who gave you your talents, your abilities. God is the one who gives you your opportunities. Everything that you have comes from God. And if you get that attitude, then when God begins to prosper you, you will use this primarily to advance His kingdom. And as you put first the kingdom of God, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you." And in the context, the things are talking about what you eat and where you sleep and what you're clothed with. The context is talking about money. If you go to Matthew chapter 6, I believe it's around verse 19, "Don't lay up treasures here on this earth, but lay up treasures in heaven." When you get to where the reason you want to prosper is to establish first the kingdom, then God will supernaturally take care of your needs. Another way of saying it is you take care of God's needs and God will take care of your needs. That's a concept that is foreign to most people. Most people think if I didn't take total responsibility, if I wasn't, giving it everything I've got, if I was to just cast my care about this over on the Lord and say, "God, whatever you want for me, I'm going to do what you want me to do." Most people think that they wouldn't prosper as much. It's actually just the opposite. When you get your heart right and when you put God first, God begins to prosper you supernaturally. And so today I want to play this little video about Rick and Mitzi Pudlow. They've become great friends of mine. And this video is a testimony. They were so poor that when she was pregnant, they were living in a VW bug. Now that's pretty poor. And they got hold of the Word of God, and today they are very prosperous. They have an import-export business. They do business in Dubai, do business all around the world. And they're good friends of mine, and this will really bless you. So watch this little testimony about the Pudlows and how that God prospered them. And I'll be back at the end of today's broadcast.
How do two young pot-smoking hippies go from wandering America's back roads to a place of financial success and abundance? Only by making the right moves. This is the Rick and Mitzi Pudlow story.
We started doing drugs together and stayed stoned pretty much for about 2 years.
In this hippie stage that we were in, we lived together. And so one day, I can remember we were sitting in a roast beef restaurant, and it was a Tuesday, and she gave me an ultimatum. She said, "Are you going to marry me or what?" So I said, "Look, if I get a job this week, we'll get married." Well, I got a job the next day. And so Friday, we drove to Tennessee to get married. And we went to the courthouse to get married. And he looked at us and he said, "You know what? He said, if you put Jesus in the center of your marriage, you'll never have any problems. And I never forgot that.
I kept seeking God as a Baptist girl. I knew that I was far from what God had for me. I kept encouraging Rick to go to church, and he desired to live a godly life. Every night he'd smoke a joint and read his Bible. So he was doing the best he could with what he knew.
It got to the point where I knew I had to get saved. I needed God in my life because drugs were having an effect on me. All my friends were druggies. And I knew that if I didn't get God in my life, I was either going to end up dead or in jail. I got up one night, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I went out in my garden, and we lived out in the country and had a garden. And I just fell on my knees in the dirt, and I didn't make any confession of faith. I didn't ask forgiveness for my sins. It was just like my heart. It was like my heart called out to God, and He touched me. And I raised my head and I looked up to heaven, and it was like the stars and the moon were a witness to what happened. And I got up out of the dirt, and I was a changed person. I mean, I was radically saved. And I knew that God was in my life.
And He was remarkably and amazingly changed. It was a huge transformation. And so we knew we had to get out of Kentucky because our friends were all druggies, and it was just a bad situation all the way around.
We were going to leave Kentucky, and we were going to move to Oregon. And we figured Oregon was as far away as we could get in the continental United States. So we were going to go to Oregon. So we had a yard sale, and we sold everything we had. And I think everything we had brought $700 or $800.
And off we went. We packed our little Volkswagen and our Schnauzer and headed out.
We went up to Iowa, across Montana. Everywhere we went, we were looking to see if we could find work, if we could live there. And so we got to Oregon. It took us about 5 days to get to Oregon. We got to Oregon and almost got divorced in Oregon. I mean, we had a tremendous fight. The weather was bad. It was rainy. It was cold. And finally, we reconciled, and we turned south.
And we were on the road about 6 weeks. We had sleeping bags. We slept on the road most of the time. And when we would scrounge up a few of our pennies, we would get a hotel, and we absolutely had to have one to take showers. And long story short, we ended up in Boulder, Colorado.
We got down to about $125 to our name. And Mitzi went and she was taking a shower, and I got down beside my knees on the bed, and I said, Lord, this is it. You know, we're running to the end here. Well, I picked up a newspaper, and I checked the want ads, and I called about a job in Boulder, Colorado. And I went down and interviewed for the job, and I got a job that day paying me more money than I'd ever made in my life. And so this is great. And it was like we were celebrating. It was like, now we need a place to live. Well, anyway, I went into this real estate office, and there was a woman in there. Her name was Eva Brock. She was 70-something years old, and she owned the place. And I start telling her our story, you know, how we were druggies, we got saved, we sold everything. We left Kentucky, we came out here, I got a job today. And I said, need a place to live. And she's like, where's your wife? I said, she's in the car. She said, go get her. So Mitzi came in, and we're talking to Eva Brock, and she says, listen, I have a two-story house with a full basement. The basement has 3 bedrooms, a kitchen, a den with a fireplace, and a full utility room. She said, you can stay there until you get your feet on the ground. So that day, I had the best paying job I'd ever had in my life, and we had a free place to live.
We were there for, I guess, a few months when he started listening to Andrew on the radio.
The place that I was working, I had a friend. We would ride around in a truck, and we would listen to Christian radio all the time. We were riding down the road one day, and we were listening to this preacher on the radio, and he said, you know, God can't do everything. I'm like, what? And we looked at each other, and he said, and I reached over and I turned up the radio knob. He said, that's right, God can't do everything. He can't lie. I'm like, wow, I like this guy. So I listened to him, and it was Andrew Womack. And so we're like, hey, I went home and I told Mitzi, I said, let's check this guy out, because I really liked hearing him on the radio.
Rick has heard that Andrew was going to be in town. He's going to be in Denver at Holiday Inn, and he said, let's go. So I said, okay, great. And we went, and it was just a wonderful meeting. It was like nothing we'd ever really experienced it. the gifts were in operation, and prophecies, and we just were like, wow, this guy knows God. I mean, he talks to God. And these tremendous things happened in his meetings. People were being healed, and we didn't know people got healed, and they were being spirit-filled, and we didn't know what that was, and we were just in awe.
Andrew delivered the message, and at the end, he called for people to come up for prayer. He laid hands on me and prayed for me, and the presence of God just came all over me, and I was just weeping, and I was really ministered to, and I went back to my seat.
And the guy sat behind us asked Rick if he had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and Rick said, I don't even know what it is.
I said, if God wants me to have a baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's what I want, because I want whatever God has for me is what I want. And so he prayed for me, and I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
And that was really the power we needed to live for God. And I was baptized in the Holy Spirit a week later, and that began our journey, and we were just getting all the free tapes we could from Andrew at the time, because we had very limited funds. And those tapes were such a blessing. I can't tell you how that they fed us, they encouraged us, they helped us to be the people we are today.
Well, once we got the baptism, I mean, it was like we just became alive. We began understanding the unlimited possibilities of having the Holy Ghost and the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. I'd come home from work and Mitzi said, I listened to this today and it really blessed me, and I sent him money. she would send whoever came on the radio every day, it was like she was sending money left and right.
And the Lord told Rick and I simultaneously to move to Chattanooga, Tennessee. We did, off we went. We really stepped out in faith at that point in time. And I think that Rick couldn't get a job, and I was working at a photography studio there in Chattanooga, and it just, you know, the finances weren't coming through. I got pregnant, so we're expecting our first baby. Finally, we just thought, hey, let's go to the library. You know, we didn't have internet back then. We couldn't just Google things and look through the newspapers and see, you know, what the want ads are looking like. Tennessee was kind of, well, most of the country was in a bit of a recession then, except for Houston, Texas. And the want ads were just like phone book. I mean, it was just crazy. And we thought, man, if we can't get jobs in Houston, we can't get jobs.
Well, we drive to Houston. Everything we have is in our Volkswagen. We have $250 to our name, and we got there on Sunday night. I pick up a newspaper on Monday, and I call about a job at the Houston airport, and I interviewed on Tuesday.
And he got the job, which was amazing, in an industry we'd never even heard of. And international freight forwarding.
We still had very limited funds, and so rather than spend all of our money staying in a hotel.
So we were sleeping in our Volkswagen, and it was pretty rough, pregnant in a Volkswagen, but God, you know, we knew he would come through. He was well able, and we just didn't worry about it.
And I went back to work the next morning, and my boss said, well, Rick, where are you living? I said, well, I'm not living anywhere. I don't have enough money to get an apartment yet, and I wasn't going to get paid for 2 weeks. And my boss, he gave me enough money for a security deposit for an apartment and the first month's rent.
We were there for about a year, and our daughter was born, and then we moved to a small little home and where our son was born, and Rick continued to work for this freight forwarding company and learn the business.
And I hadn't been working there very long, but a couple of months, and I handled a shipment with a guy who'd been there about as long as I had, and it was a shipment to Australia, and we made really good money off of it. I mean, we made, I think it was like $7,000 or $8,000 off this shipment, and I'm like, this is the business. This I like this business. I want my own freight forwarding business.
And then, you know, he got another job opportunity with a company that was a Halliburton company. It was Van Systems. And so he learned even more about the industry.
And this particular company was an oil field service company, and they did well completions. My job was materials, and I got educated in moving explosives. I still wanted my own freight forwarding company. Finally, after I'd been at this oil field service company for about three years, this peace came over me, and I knew that the time was right to start of the freight forwarding company I wanted to have. I told my boss what I was going to do, and he said, well, come on, let's go to corporate headquarters and we'll tell the president of the division. And so I went into the president of the division of this Halliburton division, and I told him, I said, look, I enjoy the Halliburton company, I enjoy the people, I like my job, I like what I'm doing, I want to have my own freight forwarding company, and if I don't do this, I'll just get old and wonder if I ever could have made it. And the guy looked at me and he said, Rick, I know exactly what you're talking about. He said, I'll tell you what, we'll support you. And if it doesn't work out, you can come back and have your job back. So I left his office with my first account and a safety net that he said, if it didn't work out, I could come in and have my job back.
And so he asked me what I thought about it. And I said, I think it's great. I think God's well able. And, you know, we got green lights all the way around. We left that last paycheck not knowing where the next paycheck was coming from. And, you know, we started.
You know, the first day in business, my chair didn't have a back on it. Everything's disorganized. I have no organization. I had a client, but I had no money. And it was just, you know, the devil started working on my head. And I went home that night and I couldn't sleep. I was just walking the floor and I had these visions of my kids standing out on the road with little pie plates, you know, beating them with a spoon, saying, Daddy, we're hungry, we're starving, and all this stuff. And God stopped me and he said, I gave you this business as a blessing and not a curse. And ever after that, my philosophy is work hard and trust God. And I put the effort into the business and I trust God to help me and to make it work.
We started in very small beginnings. I'd answer the phone when Rick had to do anything in the warehouse, and I had a baby on one leg and a baby on a hip, and I'd be like, good morning, Pro Cargo. And he'd transfer the calls over to the house. So it was kind of a makeshift operation.
The business started growing. I had this Halliburton division as my first client, and it grew very rapidly. We have an office in Houston, we have an office in New York, we have an office in Dubai, we have an office in Toronto, and then we've started a wholesale company that also has an office in Houston and it has an office in Toronto. Like I said, my business philosophy is to work hard and trust God, and we actually, as believers who are in the business world, have an unfair advantage over companies who just work in the natural, because Mitzi laughs at me, but I tell her, I said, I have found the key to success in life. The key to success in life is always make the right decision. And then they go, oh yeah, well, always make the right decision. Yeah, sure. But you know something, if we have the mind of Christ, which the Bible says we do, and if we have the wisdom of God, which the Bible says we do, then why couldn't we, if we inquire of the Lord, why can't we make those right decisions? And I think it's the time that we go wrong in business, when we go wrong in our lives is when we fail to inquire of the Lord. And I can say that the successes that we've enjoyed in business are because when I've inquired of the Lord, or we've inquired jointly of the Lord, and he's directed us and shown us the way to go. Because a lot of times there's a way it looks like the right thing to do, but it doesn't have a good outcome. But God's way always has a good outcome, and it's always a win-win.
You know, I thank God that Andrew was in our life at the time he was, and that he's still preaching the same message today that he was then. He never gets off track. He puts one foot in front of the other and keeps his eyes on the Lord and stays steadfast and faithful to the things that God gives him to do. And you can trust that it's a ministry that's always going to be, even in end times, producing a harvest.
You know what, when we first got on fire for God, it was like we gave to everything. Mitzi would give to every minister and whatever we saw, whatever, and we would just give. And then it was like when we got settled into church, we were taught about tithes and offerings, and we began to restrict ourselves to the 10%. And then the question was, is the 10% on the gross? Is the 10% on the net? And it was just like, well, okay, it's on the gross. Okay, fine. And so, you know, you start fine-tuning it. And now it's like, we've pushed that aside, and we actually set goals for ourselves to give in excess of what we've done before. And then we pray and we ask God on where to direct it or what he would have us give.
And we just kept giving and giving. We never ever questioned, you know, shouldn't we give? Because the more we gave, the more God blessed us. And we were thrilled to be givers. I really think that we had a gift of giving on our lives, even though we didn't know it at the time. But we understood early on through Andrew's teaching and others that it was God's money, and whatever came your way, that we were just to be good stewards of that money. So we always let the money just flow from us to wherever God directed. And the more we wrote checks and blessed ministries and different organizations and people, the more God filled up, you know, our bank account. So it was just an ongoing thing. I want everybody to know you cannot outgive God. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. If you give it all away tomorrow and you know it's God, He'll make sure that you have more than enough the following days. And in strange ways, may not be ways that you may think, but it's fun giving. It's not a burden, it's joy, it's a pleasure. And I would challenge everybody out there listening to give beyond what you think you can. Because if you, God says, test me now, try me now and see. If you, I don't have a blessing for you, or I won't open up the windows and pour out a blessing. And he so will.
The secret to success for Rick and Mitzi began with accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But it also included turning to Him for guidance every day. As Rick said, work hard and trust God. It's only through a trusting and true relationship with our Heavenly Father that anyone can be assured of making all the right moves.
Isn't that awesome what God's done for them? And as you heard them talk about, man, they had to just trust God. I mean, this didn't happen automatically. You have to pursue the things of God, and it's really an issue of the heart. This is one of the points I've been getting across. And as Rick and Mitzi begin to get their hearts right, God has prospered them. He won't give you, or let me say it this way, He won't entrust you with more until He sees that you're able to handle it. He won't give you more than what you can handle. And that's my testimony. God has increased me, and there's things that I'm believing for, and I really believe that the reason I haven't seen them yet is because I'm just not to that place. I'm still green and growing. I hadn't arrived, but I've left. And so anyway, Rick and Mitzi's testimony is on here as well as many others. This is a great deal. This is part of a package. If you would like to receive either the book, the CDs, or the DVDs, we will give these to you as an absolute gift. But if you would like to get this DVD that has these testimonies on it, if you would like the workbooks in English or Spanish, we've got an entire program on that, and that would be a blessing to you. So I'm going to let the announcer give you all this information. But we encourage you to get hold of these truths, not just so that you can get your needs met. That will happen, but that is actually a byproduct. The goal is so that you could just let God's ability flow through you. Rick and Mitzi Pudlow, that you saw them today, these people are givers. These people help a lot of people. And that's really their heart. Their heart is to give. And when God finds somebody that He can get it through you, He will get it to you. So listen to our announcer as he gives you more information about this. And please call or write and receive these materials today.
Andrew is offering his complete teaching on financial stewardship in your choice of either a book, CD album, or DVD album as his free gift to you today. Go to awmi.net to order your free product today. This offer is limited to one free product per household and is only available in the US, UK, Canada, and Australia. This teaching is also available as a companion study guide for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get these valuable resources in the Financial Stewardship Package. This package includes the Financial Stewardship Book, Study Guide, and your choice of either the CD or DVD album, as well as the Financial Breakthroughs DVD. This DVD includes 6 testimonies of people that experience the freedom of turning their finances over to God. This package has a catalog value of $115, but you can get it today for only $80. This entire series is also available for audio download absolutely free from our website. Go to awmi.net to see all the ways you can get these products. While there, you can discover more product details and download additional free resources. Or you can call our helpline 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday at 719-635-1111. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
You say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going by what I see. I go by what the Word of God says. There's more than just this physical realm. There's also a spiritual realm.
I don't care what this looks like. I know what God's Word says.
I was told that I would always have severe asthma and food allergies.
I was born missing the left side of my heart with a very small chance of living.
The doctors indicated that I had a permanent brain injury and that I would never function in mainstream society again.
I'm Tim McDermott. My brother and I were told that we would never recover from autism. From a young age, I had several diagnoses, including Asperger's syndrome, dysexecutive syndrome, and communication disorders. My brother James was diagnosed with autism before he turned 3. For years, it seemed like we would never be normal. But then my parents stumbled across the healing journey of Hannah Terades. A few weeks later, we went to Andrew's free Grace and Faith conference, where we were healed of autism. Today, 10 years later, I'm still walking in my complete healing, and I am not alone.
I haven't needed my inhaler in years, and now I eat whatever I want.
My heart grew back its missing piece, and the doctors cannot explain it.
Today, I'm completely healed, and I get to teach God's truth about healing.
Because people like you partnered with Andrew Womack Ministries, we have all been given our lives back. We cannot thank you enough for your generosity. But there are still millions of lives out there looking for the same truth that set us free. Will you help us bring this message to them?
The word needs to get out to change people's lives. Please consider a partnership.
Please partner with this ministry. It's amazing.
Please consider being a partner with this ministry.
You know, you may not know these people, but I know every one of these people that you just saw them give a testimony. And I tell you, Jesus changed their life because of our partners. If you've not yet joined with us and become a partner, I ask you to pray about it and join with us today. I tell you, I'm excited. God is going to do something special during these meetings.
I felt that He was just speaking truth.
The perspective is so different. It's so new, and the understanding runs so deep.
God has given us everything that we need in seed form, and the Word of God has to be sown in your heart. Man, that is powerful.
I know that He gets before the Lord, and there's always a freshness, even on things that we already have revelation on. There's a today in time word.
You have to get to where you believe in the power of words every moment of every day. When you start speaking to your problem and commanding it to leave, that's when you start seeing great things happen.
Andrew's teaching and the love that he has for God's Word and truth. It is the gospel truth.
Hello, this is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to encourage you to check out our Gospel Truth TV. You've got well-known people on there like Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, Jesse Duplantis, Keith Moore, and it's a safe place to be. You are going to be blessed. So check it out. It's 24/7. GospelTruth.tv.